Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I mean, if it's a sport, tell me the sport or whatever, there's a musician, whatever.
It is not a sport. I'll just tell you. I'm not going to worry. Right. Zendaya came in at number 10.
The actress. Okay. Yep. Interesting.
At number 9, Shakira.
Oh, look at you. You're happy.
At number 8, Cher.
Yeah, okay. Although, is that her real first? I guess it is.
Her real name is like Sherilyn. I looked it up.
Okay.
At number 7, Adele.
Mm, yeah.
At number 6, Marilyn.
Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
That's not her name was Norma Jean.
I thought she officially changed her name, though.
Oh, like, did she?
Yeah.
All right.
At number 5, Gator, you got Madonna.
Madonna Ciccone. Yep.
At number 4, Tupac.
Tupac Shakur.
Yep. Yeah. Number 3, Gator, you got Beyonce. Number 2, you got Prince. Well done by you. Number 1, Michael got Elvis. The number one. Now, we did pretty well from 11. I actually printed up the top 20.
Okay.
And it's from ranker.com. Shaq was 11. Keanu was 12.
Keanu.
Kobe was 13. Dolly, 14. Barack, 15. Britney, 16. Denzel, 17.
You know someone famous, Doug.
Doug is an actor. He's an actor. He's in the top 20. Well, who do you think it is?
I don't know, Denzel.
Yes!
Usher, 18. Ozzy, 19.
But that's not his name.
LeBron, 20.
Ozzy is Jonathan Osborne.
Well, he made the list anyway.
This list is totally bogus. You take the nicknames or not, what are we doing?
I'm just giving you the list. Ranker.com. Gator, I'm sure you can pen a long, angry email to Ranker.
Email?
I'm sure you're
going all Al Davis. I'm going to send a letter.
You're going to send a long letter?
Letter.
Okay, so just I want to be clear on this, and we always want to know if it impacts us, right? Is it true that LeBron has opted out and is now a free agent?
Not yet.
The word is he's going to opt out and become a free agent.
Mm-hmm.
And is it true that Bronny has put his name in for the NBA draft?
Yes, his name is in the early entry, but he can withdraw, and he still has his college eligibility left.
Okay, does any of this impact us?
Well, I mean...
By us, I mean the Pistons.
Probably not. I don't think LeBron's going to finish up his career playing for the Pistons. If the Pistons draft Bronny...
What I mean. And would you? And it's not to get Bronny the player...
Well, certainly not to get Bronny.
Not to get Bronny the player or LeBron, even LeBron the player. It's to get somebody else that wants to play with LeBron. You see what I'm saying? I thought I read the Pistons have the most cap space in the NBA.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And if you have LeBron James here, who only wants to be here because the Pistons draft Bronny, is this a backdoor way into getting yourself a premier player?
It's funny you mention this because we literally got a ticket text about this today.
Did we? This is the most convoluted, quite frankly, I'll call it, a dumbass Doug theory as I've come up with in a long time. But would you do it?
You said some dumb stuff lately. So really?
Yep. But this one I put thought into.
Okay, well, fair enough.
This one I've been thinking about.
Yeah, I guess I'm...
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
I might be too jaded on LeBron James to think, does LeBron James still have that kind of pull where guys want to play with LeBron James?
I don't know. I mean, like, but this stage of his
career, I think it's like LeBron has to go where other guys are.
The way this would work for us is we would draft Bronny and LeBron would go, yeah, no. And so we'd end up with the first, our idea is if we topple this domino, it'll topple the next domino, yeah, which is get LeBron, which will topple the third domino.
That's the other thing that's ridiculous about this whole thing, because the Pistons could end up with the first pick overall. They're like guaranteed no worse than, what is it?
Fifth? Yep.
So you're not taking Bronny James in the top five of any draft. Even guys named Bronny, you're probably still not taking Bronny.
So let's just go with guys named James instead of Bronny. But guys. Yeah.
So you're looking at a second round pick. Do you even, I mean, I don't. Of course not. This is ridiculous. LeBron is going to go to a team where he can win a championship, and I'm curious to see where he'd go. Does he go to, you know, Milwaukee, Philadelphia? Does he go to Boston? Does he go to
Golden State?
You know? Does Golden State still think they have a shot? You know, they still have a window open with those guys. Does he want to go to San Antonio and play with Wembanyama?
So we got this text from Dakota earlier today. I found it. Okay. He says, I know this is not on topic, but my group chat is talking about LeBron possibly being a free agent. And I said I would pay LeBron a max contract for 3 years and take Bronny first overall to get him here. Am I insane? Cade needs to be around a winner.
So
yes, you're insane.
I wrote him back. He's insane.
The insane part is paying him a max for 3 years.
Well, it's all insane.
But I'm just kind of trying to think of if those two dominoes topple, who else can you get to come here? Do people still want to play with LeBron?
That's the question I ask myself, and I don't.
Because right now, you know who wants to play in Detroit? Nobody. Nobody wants to come here.
They're literally the worst team in the league.
And we went from thinking they had young players that people are going to want to play with. I'm not so sure anymore. How else do you make this an attractive stop? You could sit here and say, oh, just stand pat and do it the normal way. Okay, and what if nobody wants your money? What if nobody wants your money?
So Dakota wrote back again. He said, I think it's more likely we get struck by an asteroid than LeBron coming here, but I can't get over the fact that this is supposed to be the worst draft class in years, and there's no other way to pair a superstar with Cade than to do something drastic like this.
Well...
Are you texting the show, Doug, at the same time while hosting?
I am not. Projected practical cap space, the Pistons, $60 million. Philly, $55 million. Utah, $37 million. OKC, $35 million. So to go from one to five, the Pistons double up cap space, the team that's fifth.
Yeah, except you know how this works. If the team, so you're talking about free agency, right?
Yep.
So if a team wants to re-sign their own free agent, though, they can go above the cap, and there'll be a penalty if they reach this, you know, the luxury tax. But teams don't care about that if they're a winning team.
Desperate or creative, or just dumb as hell.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.